bottom of the Chosei Amar Aleph. Dorosh Abchia Bar Lulayne, Mai Dixiv Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch, Ke Erez Balavon On Yizge. Nemer Tomer, Lomer Nemer Erez, Nemer Erez, Lomer Nemer Tomer. It says that a Tzadik is like an Erez, why mention a Tomer? And if a Tomer, why an Erez? Ilu Nemer Tomer, Velo Nemer Erez, so you see Omer Mas Tomer. En gizo machlif, af tzadik has the sholem en gizo machlif. But only said a tamar, so even though it bears fruit, but if you cut it down, it doesn't regenerate. So I might think a tzadik also doesn't regenerate. Rashi says, en gizo machlif, im nitzok, af tzadik, en lo zecher tzadik, en lo zecher tzadik, en gizo machlif, en lo betrias hamesim. He won't come back by trias hamesim. So you want to check what the havamina was. Lakach nemer eres. That's why it says eres, which regenerates. Il nemer eres, below nemer tomer. And if it said eres and not tomer, you see, omer ma eres eno seperos. Av tzadik has the shalom eno seperos. And if it only said eres, eres doesn't give fruit. So I might think the tzadik also doesn't give fruit. Lakach nemer tomer. That's why it says a tomer. The nemer eres. Okay, so Rashi says, but what would I think a tzadik eno seperos? Ein lo schar lo osit. Doesn't have a reward in the future. So, first of all, from Rashi, you see that there's two separate things. Tchias HaMeisim and Schar for the future, which is Olam Haba. So Rashi seems to hold, like Rambam, that Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba are two separate things. And if it only said a Tamar, so it would say it's Tzadik doesn't have Tchias HaMeisim. Because Tchias HaMeisim is only an interim time between the time that the Neshama is in Olam HaEmes, and then it comes back in this world and goes back to Olam Haba. So I might think a Tzadik doesn't need that time of Tchias HaMeisim, that he stays in Olam Haba continuously. And the other Havamina was that a Tzadik doesn't have Schar La'asid Lavo, means that all of his schar doesn't come to Olam Haba. All of his schar comes immediately after he dies. And that's the schar that he gets. There's no special schar for a tzaddik in Olam Haba. Kamash v'lo, no, that he has Tchias HaMeisim, and he also has special schar for Olam Haba that doesn't come directly after he dies. So they ask the Chorazim, why doesn't it compare him to a tree that regenerates and has fruit? Why? Because each of these is miyuchad for that specific thing. Now, there's a tree that has both, so each one is not so strong. So here, each midah by itself is accentuated by itself, and one is like a yifrach, and the other one is yisge. One is in the pricha, in the blossoming, and that a tomer has special, and the other one is in the Erez, well, Yizkeh is like an Erez. Each one has its own specific midah instead of one thing that has two midos that are not so strong altogether. Okay. Gemara says the Erez gizo machlif. Is that true that an Erez regenerates itself? Or Tanya lokech ilan mechaveru lakutz. The person buys a tree, not to have the tree in the ground to raise, but to cut the tree. So magdiyo min akarka tefach bekotzit. So he leaves one tefach of bark in the ground, of the trunk in the ground, so the tree will regenerate. And what he bought was everything above a tefach. Bisdan hashikma shnei tefachim. By sdan hashikma, Rashi, Rashi's goris for it, besulas hashikma, netia shelo nitza mi'olam. You have a tree, shikma tree, that was never cut, right? Then you have to leave a tefach. Stan ha-shikma shikvar hiskin, a trunk, belaz, shenikzas, v'chozer u'misaveh. You cut it once, and then it regrew. So it grows thicker. V'hu miloshin sadna, b'sadne yosif. Right? Then you need shnei tefachim, shikvar gizo machlit. Then you have to leave two tefachim. B'psulas ha-shikma shlosh, and b'psulas ha-shikma, you need three tefachim. Okay? Regular tree, you need one tefach. Sdan ha-shikma needs two tefachim, and besulas ha-shikma needs three tefachim. Bekonim of Gvonim, mina pkakul amala. When you cut down vines or reeds, you have to leave from the last knot. The last knot you have to leave intact. Bitkolim ubarozim, chofer lamata umashvish. Bitkolim, which is a tamar, and an eres, you can uproot it and cut out the roots. Lefisha ain't gizel machlis, because there's no tachlis to leave any kind of the trunk, nothing's going to regenerate. So you see, an eres doesn't regenerate, just like a tamar. In other words, there's 10 different kinds of arazim. Some of them regenerate and some don't. Kidarava bar huna, domarava bar huna, soramine arazim, there are 10 kinds of arazim, shenemar, etain, ben midbar, eres, sheet of hadas. The pasuk mentions 7, and the chacham were added another 3 varieties of eres. Some of them are gizel machlis, and some are not. Okay, Rashi. Min hapka kesher atachton, less knot in the vine, you have to leave. And from there it regenerates. Mine arazim, shenemer, eten b'midbar, ered, sheet of adas, ubotzil uklasis, there's 7 mentioned there, ubarash hashon, the mefarish, oshifu aleim, alonim, almonim, and almogim. Another 3 types, the chachomim added. Okay, tonu rabbonim, maisa berlezer, shigozer, shloshes, reitanio, salatzibor, velo yordu gishomim. Rashi has a girsa Lezer ben Hurkinus. And he goes of the 13 taniyos that the Mishnah prescribes, 3, 3, and then 6. And what's it called? 3, 3, and then 7. And what's it called? And the rains didn't come. Bachrona ischilu atzibur l'aseis, after the 13th tainis, say they were ready to leave, omer lahem, takantem kvarim l'atzmechem. Have you prepared graves for yourself? Because now there's no hope. You're going to die from the famine. Go kolam betchia, so they, burst out crying. The yardu gishamim, and then the gishamim came because they were nichna. Shub maisa berbelezer, shiur lefnei ateva, v'omer esrim v'yarva brachos lo nene. Belezer was the shliach tzibur, by a tainis tzibur, and he said the 24 brachos that you say by a tainis tzibur, and he wasn't answered. Yored Rabbi Akiva Achrav, Rabbi Akiva went after him. Va'omer Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Elato, Avinu Malkeinu Lemancha Rachem Oleinu. And Rabbi Akiva said, two Avinu Malkeinus V'yordu Gishomim. Havimarani Rabbanan. So they were speaking bad about Rabbi Lezer, that obviously Rabbi Akiva is bigger than him. Yotso Basko V'yomer Lomot Neshe Zeh Godel Mizeh. Not because this one's greater than this one. Elishazem Mavra Midosa Vese Ino Mavra Midosa. Rabbi Akiva's Mavra Midosa, right? He is mochel on his elbow, and Rabbi Lezer is not. Rashi. Maisa Belezer with Hurkinus, Yud Gimel Tanio, Shisanu Holchu, Achigomru Yud Gimel Kedishnan Avru Elu Volonenu. Right? That, what's it called? They have the 13 Tanios that you're supposed to fast. They fasted them all, and nothing happened. Ischilu atzibur lotzis mibes haknesses. Kvarim tekantem bitmio. Have you prepared graves? Ein lachem ele lechu kivru esruchem niharot. You're obviously going to die for the famine. Go tzaku, k'moim yigesh shor al belilo. Holoch the go. Go means that they burst out, they screamed and cried. Okay, so the Mefarshim explained, l'chora, if Rabbi Akiva was mavra midosov, that makes him bigger than Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Shlomo Salanter explains that different people have different mitos and different shitos. Hillel had his shita how to function, and Shammai had his. And they're both right. They're both what each one needed. So neither one is greater than the other. However, Rabbi Akiva, who his mita was to be Mavra Midosa, mita connected mita, if you're Mavra Midosa, or the Rabbanu says Mavra Midosa for you. But it's not because this one was greater, that one was greater. They had two different shitas, and each shita was proper. Right. So, on the other hand, if that's the shita, then you get what's it called? Mavra Midosov has a mida connected mida that goes along with it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. At Mosai you are Gishomim Yordim, Vatsibur Post Metanisa. Now we're not talking about in the middle of a fast itself, but when you set up already the 13 fasts, when can you stop them? That already is considered like you were answered and the rains already have come and there's no purpose to have more fasts. Kimole Berech HaMachrisha, when the rain will seep into the ground, the amount of the berech of the plow, divra meir. The chacham omrim becharov a tefach, in dry ground, it's enough that it seeps into the ground a tefach, that means that it takes a lot of rain to seep into dry ground a tefach. Bebeinanis tvachayim, in ground that's not dry but not moist, two tefach. Bavudo shlosha tvachim, and if it's worked out ground, it seeps into the ground easily. So it's not enough rain until it seeps in three tefachim. Some say that becharova means if it's the first rains, then it needs a tefach. If it's the second rains, then it needs two tefachim. And if it's already the third rains, it needs three tefachim. Tanya Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Ein lecha tefach milmala she'ein tahom yotzei l'grosso shlosha tefachim. When rain goes into the ground from above, one tefach, the water table from underneath reaches up three tefachim. Where it says v'hatanya tvachayim, it only reaches up two tvachim. Lokasha kan ba'avuda, kan b'she'in avuda. Depends if the ground's been worked out and it's soft or it's not. Rashi till here. V'yiyu hatzibur poskim itanisam disnan ovru elu v'lo nenu based in Gozrin. Right, avol nenu. But it says that these three, first three, they're not answered. Then they make another three. Not, then they make another seven. What happens if they are answered? Shuv ain't shrichim l'samas. You don't have to make any more fast. V'hani milei tzibur. All of this is talking about tzibur. Aval yochid shoyim esan al acholah v'nisrape o al tzora v'ovra harim esan u'mashnim kiramir le'el kach shamati. That's only by a tzibur. The tzibur, we say, they were zolche and they don't have to fast anymore. But a yochid who made up, he's going to fast three fast days for somebody to get well, and the person got well after the first one, he has to still fast the other two. Kemolik berech hamachrisha im tushtetu shu hagishomim ba'omek hakarka, if the rain seeped into the ground, the depth of molik berech hamachrisha kashir shurus manis hamachrisha, as deep as the furrow that the plow makes. Berech, what is berech? Hu akli shechorishin bo. That is the part of the plow that you plow with. Umavrichin also somach lekarka. You put it into the ground. Kishechorshim bo kolomer mole meila hatelim sheiru amayim betelim machrishasa. Kishkorim kultura. It's the kultura. That's what they call it today. Is the piece that goes into the ground and makes the furrow. So enough to seep into the furrow. Becherova karka yevesha tefach. If the ground is dry, then it takes a lot of rain to seep into the ground a full tefach. Given the chareva, he v'nichtusu b'agshom tefach v'adi rov gishom yorda. That's a good rainfall. Ba'avuda, but if it's already worked out ground, it's already plowed ground, harusha, kigon sodom near a field that's been plowed, hanichnosim b'agshom harbe gimel tefach. Then if there's a lot of rain, it already seeps into the ground three tefachim. And if it doesn't seep in three tefachim, it's not so much rain. Even a small amount of rain will seep into a plowed field, a tefach or two tefachim. So it's no sign that it really rained a lot unless it seeps into the ground three tefachim. Ein lecha kol tefach, kishenichnesu agashom ba'omek hakarka tefach, tahom ola misgaber gimel tefachim. When the rain seep into the ground, one tefach, so the water table from underneath comes up three tefachim. The afogav the sumcha the ara alfogamide, even though it says that the depth of the lower water is 1,000 garmidi, so not right there. Afilohachi retuvsa mahanya. That means that the major waters are 1,000 amas beneath the ground, 1,000 garmidi, but there's moisture even closer to the surface.
Gamidi or Amos?
I don't know how much it is. I'll for Gamidi. I think it's Amos, but I'm not sure. Tanya Tahom Yotzil Grosso Beisvachim. Mais it says that what's it called? That the Tahom goes up two Tvachim. The water table reaches up two Tvachim, not one, not three. Whereas Havitani Tvachai in the Sulo Bavuda. water table comes up only two tefachim, and not three, in a field that's been plowed. Yafagav v'nichnesu tefa, b'karka pursu hu denochis. V'hochi lo nothik bu l'kar, l'shlosh tefachim. Since in well-plowed land, the water seeps down very quickly, you don't need a lot of water, so if it seeps only a tefach, it only meets a two tefachim. But in hard ground, where it takes a lot of rain to seep down a tefach, then the water table meets a three tefachim. El apur tefachai, b'she'en avuda, d'chinichnesu b'tefach, tvei hu denochis, denofik tahom l'kivle gimel tefachim. But when it sinks in one tefach in hard ground, not plowed, then it's a lot of rain that goes in, then the water table meets a three tefachim up. Okay? Omer Abelazer, Kishmanaskin is a mind behag to home Omer Lechadero, Eva Menecha, Kol Shnei Reim and Ishomea. When they make Niso Hamayim on Sukkot, so they pour wine and water into the Shisim, which go down into the Tahom. So one Tahom says to the other, Eva Menecha, right? Bring your water up. In other words, the tahom meets the water coming down. So meet that water. Bring your water up, because I hear the sound, the voice of two reim, two friends, which is the nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayim. Shenemar tahom el tahom korei lekol tzinorecha. Right, the one tahom calls to the other. Right, that the water is coming down and the wine is coming down. You go to meet the waters from the lower waters. Should go meet them. Omer Rabba, l'didi chazi lihai Ridya. I saw the malach that's called Ridya. That's the malach that is involved with rain. Domi l'igla, it looks like a calf. Upirsos vase, and its lips are separated. The kaima ben tahoma tatola tahoma ilah. It's a malach, and it's situated between the lower depths and the upper depths. L'tahoma ilah omerle chashor meimecha l'tahoma tato omerle eva meimecha, and the malach that says nothing happens in this world unless a malach commands it to happen. Everything happens through these spiritual forces. So this malach says to the upper waters chashor meimecha, and to the lower waters eva meimecha. The one the water should rise, and the other ones the water should go down. Rashi, hi Ridya. No, before that. Eva, Loshen Nachal Noveya. Eva means to sprout up, like a spring. Sprouts out of the ground. Kol Shnei Reim, Nisuch Hamayim, Nisuch Hayayim. The two friends are the Nisuch Hamayim, Nisuch Hayayim that are coming down into the Tahom. Tahom El Tahom Kore, Mayim El Yonim, Mayim Tachtonim. Tahom El Tahom are the upper waters and the lower waters. There's the waters on the surface and the waters down deep. Tzinorecha, Osen Shnei Safalim. It's coming through these two pipes, which are the Safalim on the Mizbeach, that go down into the Tahom. Hai Ridya, Malach HaMemun Al-Gishomim, Kach Shemo. The angel that is appointed to facilitate the rain. So that doesn't bring the rain, because the rain is in the hands of the Rebbein Shlom, the Mateach of rain. But it facilitates the rains. That's the name of this malach. It's called Ridya. Domi le'igla, lo garcino tilta. It looks like a calf. If you want to compare this malach to when you see it in the physical world, it looks like a calf. Bein tahoma ilo le'tato, bein arakia lo kainus. Between the upper waters, that's the sky, to the ocean. Heche the Nashke Ara Rakia, where the heaven and earth meet, the horizon. Tahomi Lo, Mayim Hedyoni. Tahomi Lo is the upper waters. Chashor Menech of Rakia. She tells the upper waters to release the water in the heavens. Eva Menech Olamata Bekarka, and the lower waters to spring forth the springs. Okay. Shenemar, where is the pasuk that hints to that? That this malach commands the upper waters and the lower waters. Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz. the Eis HaZomir Higia, the Kol HaTor Nishma B'Yartzeinu, Tor, it's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kol HaTor, Tor in Pasuk Pshat means the pigeons, Torim B'nei Yona, but Tor in Aramaic means a shore, which is like a calf. Kol HaTor Nishma B'Yartzeinu, when the time comes for the rains, the sound of this malach that looks like a shore is heard. Rashi. Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, kolomer, sheminaschim mayim b'chag, shanisuchim niru ba'aretz, she'ein bo'in ela mishona l'chadirta, when that time of year comes to pour the water on the mizbeach, this only happens once a year, k'neit zeh she'en yotze ela mishona l'shona, right, nitzonim niru ba'aretz, it's like a neit, which only appears once a year, ve'es hazomir higia, zmiro sachag, and then people are singing the songs of Sukkot. Oz kol hator malach dome l'shor. The kol hator is a malach that looks like a shore. Targum shor tor. In Aramaic, a shore is a tor. Shebishor shemanast in mayim v'chag hu omer kein. When they make nisach hamayim, this malach says what the Gemara says he says. Loshen acher k'mashmo. Haninzonim niru v'hazomir higia b'shor shekol hator nishma. Let's go on. Tana Rabbam. Hoyu Misani. Now we're talking about... I have a handkerchief. Thank you. Tana Rabbam. Hoyu Misani, the Yordulu Hem Geshomim Kodem HaNeitzachama. Right? They were fasting. And it rained before Neitzachama. Now we're not talking about continuing more fasts. But that fast itself. Do you continue fasting or not? So lo yashlimu. If it rained before Neitz, then you don't continue the fast. La'achar ha-Neitz ha-Chama, where the tainus already was chal, it already is daytime, then you finish. You started already, you finish. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer kodim chatzos lo yashlimu. Reb Yehuda says that if it rained before chatzos, which is the normal time for eating, so you haven't yet really passed a meal time, then the fast really wasn't chal. You didn't go past a meal time, and therefore you don't have to finish fasting. La'achar chatzos, but if you already passed by a meal time, then yashlimu. Then that's called the fast already started, and you have to continue. Rabbi Yossi Omer called him teshos lo yashlimu. La'achar teshos yashlimu. Rabbi Yossi says depends on the ninth hour, because the latest meal time for kings is the ninth hour. They get up in the sixth hour, they wait 3 hours to eat, and their breakfast is at 9 hours in the day. So if it didn't pass 9 hours, it didn't pass the latest first meal time. For some people, then it's not considered like the fast started. And mainly, you can eat. You don't continue fasting. But if it passed 9 hours, so for everybody it passed the meal time, that's called already the fast started. We find by Achav that his fast started 9 hours into the day. It says that Eliyahu told Achav that he killed Navos to take away his kerem. Because of that, he said, terrible tzaras are going to come and end your life. And Achav immediately began to fast. Now, he didn't get up till the sixth hour, and he doesn't usually eat till the ninth hour. So he already considered, what's it called? At that point, he started to fast. And then it says that Rabban Hashem saw the fact that he was Nichna, and he took away the Gzeira from him, and it went to the next generation. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Gozer Tanisa, let's see Rashi to here. Kodom HaNeitz HaChama Lo Yashlimu, Dakati Lo Chala Layo Tainus. The first day is that if it rained before Neitz HaChama, the Tainus didn't start yet. And therefore, what's it called? Kinachsi Gesham. And therefore, since the Tainus didn't start and it rains, no purpose to continue fasting or to start fasting. Kodom Chatzos, the Chatzos Man Achilahi. Chatzos is a normal meal time. Therefore, the tainus doesn't really consider it starting until you miss a meal. And if you haven't yet missed a meal because of the tainus, it's not called the tainus started. Then Eile Chaltanis, given she saw the Bishasuda, since you didn't eat the meal you were supposed to eat, that's already considered you began fasting. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Gozer Tanisa, Yehuda Nasiya made a Tainis, the Ordlem Gishom Lachar Netzacham. And the rains came, but it was after Nates. Sover Lashlomino. So he thought that we should finish the fast, because it's after Nates already, like Rav Yossi. Like Rav Meir. Like Rav Meir. Omer Le, Rebbe Ami, Kodim Chatzos Liachras. No, the halacha is not like Rav Meir, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. That before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Shmuel HaKotten Gozer Tanis of the Ordlem Gishom Kodim Netzacham. Shmuel HaKotten made a Tainis and it rained before Netzacham. Kisvur Naham Lomar Shvacho Shal Tziburu. So people said, wow, we're really special. Because we didn't have to fast and it already rained. So we're pretty, it shows that we're pretty special. Omer Lohem, he told them, no, you're not special. Em Sholachem Moshel. Lema Dover Dome. Le'eved Shemavakesh Pras Mi Rabo. And Eved wants, what's it called, something from his Rav. Omer Lohem Tnulo. The Al Eshma Kolo. Give it to him, I don't want to hear his voice. I don't want to have to hear, listen to him. Just give it to him. So same thing over here. The Rav Shlomo didn't want to hear your tefillas, so he gave you the rain beforehand. Not because you're so great, because he doesn't want to listen to you. But you needed rain, so he gave you the rain. Shmuel HaKotan Gozer Tanisa, the Yordu Lehem Gishomim La'achashkiya Sachama. Shmuel HaKotan made a tainis, and it didn't rain till the tainis was over. And immediately after the tainis was over, it rained. Kisvuri Maham Lomar Shvacho Shal Tzibur. Here they also want to say, we're something special. Because the Rabbanu Shlomo Dafka wanted to listen to us the whole day. So he held back the rain until we finished all our tefillas. Omer Lohem Shmuel Lo Shevach Shal Tzibur Hu. No, nothing great. Em Shalachem Moshe, give you a Moshe. Lamad Dover Domba, Le'evet Shavachish Prasim Ravo, and Evet asked for something from his Rav. Omer Lohem Intidu Lo Achis Makik Mitzvair. I wanted to give it to him, but I wanted to suffer first. So let him suffer first, then I'll give it to him. Same thing. The Rabbanu Shlomo wanted to give you the rain, but he wanted you to suffer first. So obviously not so great. The Acher Kach Tenulo. Let him suffer first, and then give it to him. What would be good? It's not good to get the rain before you daven, not good to get it after you daven. So when is it good? Omar, he says, when is it good? When you daven a little bit and the rain comes immediately. Omar, mashiv haruach and noshiv zika. If you say mashiv haruach and immediately the wind comes. So it's not before you said anything, because obviously the Rebbe wants to hear your voice. He doesn't want you to suffer, so he makes it come immediately after you daven. Omar, morid hageshem v'asa mitra. Rashi? No Rashi. Maisa the Gozer Tainus Belud, right? So they made a Tainus in Lud, and it rained, and they went to the shul, and they said halal. They went home and ate and drank, and then they went to the shul, and they said halal agodl. What is halal agodl? It's machlokas in psachim by the pseder. What's halal agodl? Some say halal agodl starts from the mizwar kuf lamet hay. We have it in Pesukei Zimra every Shabbos. Right, Halleluka, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, Ha'omdei Veis Hashem Balelos, that capital. And there it says, Ma'ala Nisiyim Mikzei Ha'aretz, speaks about rain. And then, Hodu Lashem Kitov, the 26 Hodus, because there it mentions, No Sin Lechem L'chol Basor. Some say that it's only Kuf Lamed Vav. That's how we hold. We don't say the first one, we only say Kuf Lamed Vav. Until Al Naris Bavel, which is Kuf Lamed Zayin. And some say that it includes the Shira Malos also. L'maisel halacha, it's just Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, which is Hodu Lashem. So where it says, V'neva Hal Mikara, why don't they say Hal before they go home and eat? First they should have said Hal, then go home and eat. Abayev Arava Damri Tarvay, L'fishein Omrim Halel, Ela Al Nefesh Tveya, the Keres Malaya. You don't say Halel until you're full. If you want to say it with Kavana, you don't say it when you're hungry. So first they went home to eat, and then they said halal. We say halal hagadol in Pesukei Dezimra, and most people don't eat before davening. Right? So how can you say it? So Tosa says that before Zman Tfila, so then you can say it even if you didn't eat. But after Zman Tfila, in the Tfila, they have to eat first. Don't say it as a Tfila without eating first. Versus Eini v'hara papa ikla lebe knishtav de abig gover. The gozer tainis, the yordulem gishom ad chatzos. Right, that Rapapa went to the shul in Avigavor, Gover, name of a place, and he made a tainus because it didn't rain, and the rain came before Chatzos, which is the halacha, then that you don't finish fasting. But Omer Halal, and they said Halal first, the Akhar Kachot was Rishos, then they went home to eat and drink. Versus Neshani B'nei Mechuzo, the Shriche Bushikras. Now that place, he knew that these people, if they go home and eat, they're going to get shikr, and they won't come back to say Halal. So that kind of situation, first you say the halal first, Rashi. Shevach tzibur hu. Halal ha-god, vasu yonta bito simcha. Halal ha-godl, hodu lelokeu elokim kili olam chazdo. Nation nemer bo nosig lechem l'chol basor, kamil v'shilai psochi. Rashi says that it's the mizmor that has in it, hodu lelokeu elokim. Shekein Motzinu, Klomar, because you didn't want to say Hodul Hashem Kitov, because there's other Mizmor that say Hodul Hashem Kitov. So the first one that identifies this Mizmor is Hodul Elokeo Elokim Kiyom Chazdo. But you start from the beginning of it. Shekein Motzinu, Klomar, Shein Lecho Adam Ba'olam, Shein Tainis Chalam Itesholos. There's nobody who is not considered a fast for him by the ninth hour. In other words, his regular meal time is the ninth hour. Afilu B'nei Melachim, Shedarkim Lecho B'Teshos. Even B'nai Malachim, who normally have their meal, the first meal of the day at 9 hours, if 9 hours pass, they pass their meal time. Sha'ad Gimel Shol Sein Yishenim, Mizoseil. Kings sleep till the third hour. The showing Shisha Shol the Oakland, and then they wait 6 hours to eat. K'damirim B'Psachim. Afilu Agrippus HaMelech, Shirogil Lecho B'Tesh Shol B'Yom, Lo Yochel HaChetesh. Even Agrippus HaMelech, who doesn't usually eat, his first meal till the ninth hour shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach till he, what's it called, till it gets dark. Shneamar, how do you know that? Hara Esoki Nichna Achav Miponai. Have you seen that Achav subjugated himself, was contrite in front of me? The Achav lo cholach taniso alav elamitesh shos. Achav didn't start fasting till the ninth hour because he didn't, what's it called, wasn't going to eat anyway till the ninth hour. The ad test shows how yocholechol shlo gomer b'daito lisanas. Till then, he didn't make up his mind to fast. He didn't get up until before then. Ela shaboy liyo also ayom shenichnas bekerem navos ha'Israeli v'omer lehor atzachta v'gam yorashto. You killed navos and you took away his kerem. Yilku aklovus. It says Eliyahu told him the dogs will lick up your blood. Uksi v'yotzom shisanos ayom, he fasted and the gzera was taken away from him. Shmuel Akot and Gozer Tanis of Yordu Shom Korom Neitzachama, Shevach Tzibur, Shadayin Lokoro Venenu. Look how great we are. We didn't even have to daven, and the Rabban Shem answered us. She told him it's no big deal. The Rabban Shem didn't want to hear your voice. Ela Benefis Sveya, Mitoshi Kosu Bol Nosin Lechem, Bechol Bosor, Noel Lehe Omra Asolva. Right? Say it when you happen. When you're not just talking about it theoretically, but you're thanking the Rabban Shem for having the Lechem. It's either the shul was named for somebody or is the name of the place. These people, when they eat, they get drunk, and then they may not come back and say halal.